Now I was even more impatient to see Mr. Rochester. But he did not appear. When I was having tea with Mrs. Fairfax that afternoon, she said, "It's a good day for the master's journey." "Journey?" I cried. "Where did he go?" "He left after breakfast to visit a family in a big house about 16 miles away. This family has asked many people to stay there for a party that will last for a week. The ladies at these parties always like Mr. Rochester very much, so he may not come back for a while." "Who are the ladies that will be at the party?" I asked. "There are three sisters, who are very pretty young ladies, and their friends, Blanche and Mary Ingram. But Blanche is the most beautiful of them all. I saw her once when she came to a Christmas party at Thornfield, 6 or 7 years ago."
"What does she look like?"
"She was 18 then, a lovely girl, with beautiful white and pink skin, long curling black hair, and large eyes which shone like black jewels. She looked like a queen. All the men loved her because of her beauty and her lovely voice. Mr. Rochester has a good voice also, did you know? When she and Mr. Rochester sang together, it is wonderful to listen to."